Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Tiki,
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Sutarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Tiki, Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Girit Hari Jiu Ki Jai. Paramahansa Thakur Srila Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhattu Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sadgo Swami Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Go Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jumuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavaranya Svilayasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Sri Bhakti Ranja Madhusudana Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Bhakti Bhimal Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gau Premanande.
Jai Srila Bhakti Sudhi Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai. Jai Nitai Gau Premanande. Hari Hari.
In the beginning of the Prapana Jivanamritam and giving his obeisance, pranam to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, to Srila Saraswati Thakur, he says, Gauravag Vigraham Bande Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam Gaura Sankirtanomatam Gaura Korunya Sundaram. He said, he is the Gauravag Vigraha. He is the embodiment of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. They are alive and well and expanding in him. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur instituted a course correction for the Rupanuga line, the line of Mahaprabhu. As we hear in Bhagavad Gita, that in the course of time, the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into falsity. And again, in the Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parampar Jaina Prakriti Vaichitra. Prakriti Vaichitra means, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, that the truth is modified according to the temperament of the receivers. And more modification, and a line of descent from there, more modification, adulteration, etc., till what was once true is now the polar opposite, is now false. So, then all hope is lost? Or then Krishna is saying, why he sambhavami juge juge, why he descends yuga after yuga, yuga avatars, or tadatmanam sridamyaham, I appear personally or through an empowered devotee. And they institute a course correction, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur did, to restore the purity of the line. So in understanding of this phenomena, saying the good news is that it means that revelation is continually necessary. It cannot be that revelation is something that took place so long ago, and it will never happen again, or it doesn't happen in contemporary times. Rather, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, continual revelation of the truth to restore it to its former purity is an absolute necessity, generationally. So, he himself is an example of that. Right? But we hear from Srila Guru Maharaj that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had maybe 5-7 disciples. Somehow in modern context, it just seems unthinkable, but that was the case. Right? Guru Dham, Granthadam, Gauran, Dhamadam, Namadam, Muda, Bhakti Dham, Bodhi Dham, Bande, Bhakti Vinoda Dham, Sada. When we consider the gifts of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which are not only numerous, they're everything. All of our songs, our scriptures, he revealed the abode of Mahaprabhu, the spiritual cartography of Navadip Dham, right? Revealed Radha Dasyam of the, in the line of Das Goswami and the Rupa Nuga line. And that sloka, Guru Maharaj said, the first thing, Guru Dham. And he gave us Guru, right? The distributor, right? The agent of distribution. Right? That is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, they would say that being attracted to the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur descended into this world. Right. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his gift is Krishna consciousness and its highest aspiration, Radha Dasyam. As Guru Maharaj says in the Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, Sri Radha Parasevanamritamaho Tadatum Isho Bhavan. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. Sri Radha Parasevanamritam, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which is consistent with Asta Saki Tunga Bidya Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde Vinde Tabaktim Krita Punya Rasi Tatata Tot Sarputi Hridya Kazmat Radha Padam Boja Sudamburasi. The entrance to Krishna Leela is Gora Leela. Right? In the words of Guru Maharaj, every atom of Navadvipa is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. Concentrate fully on the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Guru and Gauranga, you see? And then automatically, subconsciously, deep within the heart's core, the Radha Raso Shuddha Nidhi begins to flow. And that soul springs out of the soil of Vrindavan. Right? And what is Guru saying? Gauravag Vigraha. The Vigraha, the personification of the teachings, and not in a gyanic, academic sense, the substance, the heart of the matter of what's in his heart that's flowing in the heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and being distributed in this world. Once, to the extent, let me just say, Saraswati Thakur, he's responsible for everything. Right? Because we can say, by extension, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, without him, we wouldn't know of any of these things or any of them. Right? We wouldn't know about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, etc., or Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. But where did Prabhupada get this inspiration to bring Krishna consciousness to the Western world? But from the lotus mouth of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, and one of his pranams to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where it says, Nikila Bhuvana Maya, Chinnavich Chinnakartri, Vibhuta Bahula Brigya, Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shiti Lidiviri Raga Radhesha Dvani, Bilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhaktisiddhanta Vani. May the Vani, we say Gora Vag Vigraha, may the Vani of Saraswati Thakur, Vilasitu Hridi Nityam, may it play in our hearts eternally. So when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was in his room in the Radha Damodar temple, he could have been content to go on with Nam Bhajan, you know, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran. But the voice in his heart of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying, take this Krishna consciousness to the Western world. He cannot deny that voice. Neither does he want to, but he cannot deny that the voice of his Guru Maharaj is beating in his heart to extend Krishna consciousness to the world. That Saraswati Thakur, when Guru Maharaj said, he is always preaching, like in the verses just sung, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam. He's the Hari Kirtan Murti. And he's incessantly engaged in Krishna Katha. So even in ordinary dealings, sometimes in Sri Gaudiya Math, they have to meet with a lawyer or some a realtor or whatever it might be. And he never passes up an opportunity to engage in Krishna Katha. In one instance, a man said, are you trying to convert me? A lawyer said, are you trying to convert me? And he said, yes. He said, and if you could just give your undivided attention for 5 minutes, it would be realized. And what you would realize, it's not a conversion. It is what is already lying dormant within you. But in another instance, a man said, so am I to understand that your program of Sri Gaudiya Math is to establish a center of Krishna consciousness in every city in the world? And Saraswati talked about it. No, that is not my idea. My idea is to establish a Krishna temple in the heart of every living being. That's my idea. Right? So we know from Mayapur, what Guru Maharaj would sometimes say, the jungles of Mayapur. Now when we go there, we see the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized and the sprawling ISKCON properties and other Sri Gaudiya Math and Chaitanya Math. But there was no such thing in his time, as Guru Maharaj said, just the jungles of Mayapur. Right? And he came in connection with the holy lotus feet of Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, who has sometimes been described as functionally illiterate. Right? And arguably the greatest scholar of the modern age is being told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to take shelter at the lotus feet of Babaji Maharaj. So Babaji Maharaj is saying, like, is this some sort of a joke? Right? Why would he come to me? And thinking maybe this scholarship has created some sort of ego, he comes to take shelter at the lotus feet of Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, and Babaji Maharaj says, I'll have to ask Mahaprabhu. Come back. Comes back in a fortnight, and Babaji Maharaj, he said, oh, forgot to ask. To check, to see, does he have that scholarly ego? You know, Nadanam, Najanam, the Sundarim, not often emphasizes kavita. seeking the prestige of a kavi, a kaviraj, a Sanskritist, a poet, an interpreter. It's also given there. He wants to see, does he have that? And again, he's approaching, and Babaji Maharaj is convinced of his earnestness and gives him his connection. When his hand-picked surrogate to go to the Western world came back, in the words of Guru Maharaj, half-converted, and told him that what you have is insufficient for them. And Guru Maharaj said, on this rare occasion, you know, the Hari Kirtan Murti was dumbstruck. And Guru Maharaj said, and Professor Sanyal nearby wanted to strangle him, that man who told these words. And then he told him, he said, you have forgotten the... Sanyal said, and before with Saraswati, he said, you have forgotten the first principle of spiritual life given by Rupa Goswami, echoed from the teachings of Mahaprabhu to Sanatana, Guru Padasraya, to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. As I mentioned earlier, we made a book for Guru Maharaj called Sri Guru and His Grace, not Sri Guru and His Gyan. That's not the title of the book. That is not what Krishna consciousness. I'll get some gyan from Gurudev, from the scriptures, from the Vaishnavas. But Sri Guru and His grace, prasad, mercy. So Sanyal told him that you've forgotten the first principle of spiritual life. With all your learning and understanding, that first principle you have violated, ignored. And then Saraswati Thakur said, my Guru Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, is functionally illiterate. He said, but I found all spiritual knowledge within one of the toenails of his holy lotus feet. Right. That sort of vision he has. And Srila Guru Maharaj says, and is happy prayer, Braja Dhamana Bahu Kamala Priyanayanam Guna Manjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Vayanam Pranamami Charanan Tikaparicharaka Sahitam. We don't worship Guru in isolation, but in his connection with his entourage, his associates. And he said, in that prayer, there is a kunja in the spiritual world that is presided over by Kamala Manjari, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there, Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, delights in singing the glories of Guna Manjari Gauri Ma Guna Haribasana Vayanam. He said, singing the gunas of guna creates gunas. This is Guru Maharaj's poetry. So this Guru, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's secret identity, Guna Manjari. So Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Saraswati Thakur's internal, he's singing the glories of Guna Manjari. And that means the quality, gunas of guna. And what is the outcome? Chinmoy threads, which are gunas, are being created, and there are so many that they're creating a weave, and it makes a tent. And then he said, in which Krishna enters and is captured. That sort of divine, the depth of their negativity is such to exert that sort of influence on the supreme positive. So how much he delighted in singing the glories of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj, when he heard of Saraswati Thakur's plans for Sri Gaudiya Math, that when Srila Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj came and said, we have to take you out of Mayapur and take you to Calcutta. And Babaji Maharaj, when he heard it, he said, Calcutta? You know, he said that. That, you know, Kali, that is the land of Ma Kali. That's hell. That's the center of hell. Prabhu, don't go there. Stay in the Dham. And Gaurang said, Saraswati Thakur answered by saying, if Calcutta is the center of hell, then what better place to establish an altar of, you know, Sri Sri, you know, Radha Govinda and Mahaprabhu. That's my target. And he said, and I have such faith in the, as Guru Maharaj says in the sloka, Maharad Bhuta Pavana Shakti, there's so much power in the dust of your holy lotus feet that if I sprinkle that, I can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. Innumerable, no problem. This is, you know, a delightful variance and opinion. Right, so Babaji Maharaj showing his love and stay here in the Dham. And Saraswati said, no, I'm going to take the Dham and establish the Dham there in the heart of hell. That's his program. When we made the search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful for Srila Guru Maharaj. And then there's that picture of Srila Saraswati Thakur. The temptation was to put for the caption, like, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, founder in charge of Sri Gaudiya Math, and something like that would be expected. But something I'd heard from Guru Maharaj captured my imagination. He was saying, Saraswati Thakur said, kirtan means a fight. Right? Is that in the dictionary? Is that in the Sanskrit dictionary? You can look it up later. So it means the fight between making propaganda in favor of the Krishna conception and opposition to the Mayic misconception. This is called realized knowledge, you know, not academic understanding, realization, right, of the interpreter. So he said that kirtan means not just, you know, mridanga and kartals, but certainly mridanga and kartals. So this other quote, and coupled with that, Gurma said, he declared, like in the Nikhila Bhuvana Maya song, he declared totalitarian war against the Mayic misconception, including all other existing conceptions of religion. So I put that as the legend beneath the picture. But I was a little, I thought, this is unusual. I wonder how Guru Maharaj is going to react to that. So we're going page by page when we presented the book to him. And he's delighted, and Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj is at his side, turning the page, you know, and showing the pictures, the captions, and when it comes to this one, with some trepidation, I said, you know, he declared totalitarian war against illusion, including all other existing conceptions of religion. And I looked at Guru Maharaj, and he was smiling. He said, if you didn't say anything else, our Guru Maharaj would be fully represented there. I went, yay! So, but then you might think, so he's just blasting everyone left and right incessantly. Must be, you know, and you see the picture, the personification of gravitas. But what did he say in the song? Janaka dika batsalya snigna, but snigda badam. Snigda means like love. He's saying he's a devastator without, but he has more love and affection for you than your own parents do. In that heart of his. But once someone said to Guru Maharaj, we don't know much of, we've heard some stories, we don't know much. He must have been very sweet. And Guru Maharaj went like, Prabhupada? He said, he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, and it could only be detected within. I mean, you had to have the vision to see that, like Rupa Goswami's vision of Lalita Sakhi, Pragalba. That means haughty. She's a little assertive. It's a quality that we would not say is one of the better feminine quality. And Rupa Goswami is saying, we love this about her. This is her sweetness. What that haughtiness, that arrogance, seeming, what is, it's on behalf of Radharani in dealings of Radha and Krishna. She is Radharani's advocate. Only in that way she's showing these tendencies. As an advocate of the Rupanuga line, the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur has taken the position of a devastator. He said, like, dropping a bomb, his atom bomb, on the gyanis and the yogis and the sahajya imitationists. Right. He wrote a book called The Prakrita Rasa Shatadushini. Guru said, although there are innumerable flaws, he pointed out 100 principal flaws of Prakrita, sahajyaism, imitationism. And if you read it, it says, you know, habi na, boli na, deo na, everything is on na, not this, not that, won't say this, won't give that. And he's saying, no, 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 no. And I thought, why is he saying that? Guruman said, he spilled 100 gallons of blood to show what it is not. But why? To make it abundantly clear what it is. It's not this, it's not that. They will never say this, they will never give this, they will never do that. So you have your checklist, and they come along. And you see, one by one, violating what has been outlined by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, we dismiss them. Right? Bhaktidas Babaji Maharaj is offering, you know, chai, tea to Nitai and Gauranga, and sometimes seen to be smoking. Saraswati Thakur said he's a legitimate Vatsalya Rasa Raga Bhakta. Then, on the other hand, one so-called Ramdas Babaji is taking 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. They say he can't go to a Bhagwat recitation, otherwise he'll start foaming at the mouth and his body trembling. And when Saraswati Thakur completed his tour of Vrindavan, as Gurma said, his statements were mostly revolutionary. Right? The demands it put upon the heart and soul to continually reconceive Krishna consciousness. Not to think, oh, I know what is Krishna. Right? To reconceive, continually to reconceive. Revelation is continually necessary to restore the truth to its former purity. And that's not a static thing. It's dynamic. So he completed his tour, the Brajamandal Parikrama, and we're told that, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. What kind of thing is that to say? Everyone in Vrindavan is a devotee. Don't you hear them? He said, oh, I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. The devotees were shocked to hear that. Then they thought, they offered up the name of someone unquestionably who's a Vaishnav, the Siddha Mahapurush, the number one devotee of the day. And what was it, him? Guruma said, and his response variously, one was, he was an infant class Vaishnav. Right? Or a Kanishta Adhikari, a practitioner. And even Guru Maharaj found this puzzling. Right? So then he had some opportunity to go and see that man. And he said, and it was like a show. He's sitting there on one side is one man, and then he starts foaming. They have one guy clean this way, one guy clean that way, and then going into some deep state, then coming out. And he said, I'm looking at him, and then I'm seeing in my mind's eye, my Guru Maharaj, and here, infant class Vaishnava. Right. And he said, and then I came to this understanding, right, that this gentleman, by his practices, he's trying to improve his position, to elevate himself toward the domain from which Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Saraswati Thakur descended to distribute something. That was his observation. And he said, and also that when we read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamritam, when Mahaprabhu goes into some sort of ecstatic trance or Pundarik Vidini, 9 hours appearing in a death-like condition, 9 hours. Sarvabhauma had to put the cotton to detect any life sign, breathing. How can someone be still alive in this condition? And what, they're not just lying unconscious. They're so deeply penetrated into the upper world as to be unable to sustain hardly any consciousness other than the body somehow living in this plane. They're not lying unconscious in the conventional sense. They're deeply engaged and in the upper world. So 9 hours, and we will hear. Then after a long time, Mahaprabhu goes from his internal state to his half-internal, half-external, a long time there, then gradually toward the external state, which, by the way, just means conscious of this plane. And he's saying, and here, this person, he's apparently entering some deep state and then, you know, coming out of that. And like, you know, what's for lunch? And Gurma said, the transition was too abrupt and trivial to go from that to this. Like they're talking about bathos, from something so high in the mind and to something so mundane. So different, and he said, yes, so our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from, they are not practitioners. As Guru Maharaj said, bhajan means direct service. Right? They're not practitioners who are trying to make progress by following certain practices. When, and also sometimes it occurred to me, even the opposition was created by Saraswati Thakur. They're all, if you look at the lineage of the opposition, they're all former members of either the Gaudiya Mutt, ISKCON, or whatever. It tells you from an impartial analysis, he's everything. He's all that matters. You know, if you want to show any relevance, you have to oppose him. Otherwise, you're irrelevant. You don't matter. Right? He's that important. He's everything. Right? But so what? But one of his followers, who he was overwhelmed by his Sahajiya roots. They resurfaced. He's one, and it should be noted, he's a person, as we hear, ati bhakti chorer lokan. Too much devotion is the sign of a thief. So he once said, I challenge Maya, can she take me from the lotus feet of Prabhupada? Don't challenge Maya. Read Bhagavad Gita. Devi esu gunamai mama maya. Tarataya, maam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. So that person came to break the faith of Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur, saying, this is not in Veda, this and this apparently, it's only from him, and so many things he's telling him. And then Guru Maharaj's response was so beautiful and so perfect and so realized. Right? Not just like you quote your slokas, I'll quote my slokas. Gopinath and Sarvabhauma started doing that, and then Gopinath stopped me. He said, what's the point? Right? Swayam Bhagavan, you know everything, you're Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. What you don't know, Swayam Bhagavan is lying before you. In the Asta Safika Vikar before you, in your own house, in your living room. And your knowledge is blocking that, you from understanding that. Not revealing it to you. The very thing you think is revealing is blocking you, is deluding you. And he said, so why should we continue? Atapi te deva padam bhujad bhaya prasadale shanugrihite evahe. Brahma's conclusion. Right? Prasadale, it's not Sri Guru and his gyan, it's Sri Guru and his grace. Right? Prasadale, you have to have a little mercy. Just a little bit, even a little bit of mercy to grasp these things. And Sarvabhauma was like, oh, and what's the evidence? You've got it and I don't? And it seems circular, but it's true in the devotional. He said, that I can understand who he is and you cannot. That's the evidence. And later, of course, Sarvabhauma is playing that part. We'll take it that way in the Leela. And as the odd, he's going to upgrade Mahaprabhu. And later, when he comes back and says, you know, like, oh, when Sarvabhauma, how was your tour of South India? Oh, I met many, but I never met anyone like you. And Gurumaya said, Mahaprabhu is indirectly endorsing himself. Because Sarvabhauma is his creation. I never met anybody like you. But Ramananda, that's another story. I'm glad you told me to contact him. So Guru Maharaj's response to him, he said, what are the Vedas? He said, they are what has been revealed through the rishis. Right? Drishi. The word drishi, drishtva, drishi, I mean, to, it was based on rishi, drishi, seeing, experiencing, what is passing through them into this realm. And he said, and what is it primarily? We have Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavatam, primarily Brahman. He said, with some Paramatma and a hint at Bhagavan. That is the statement, what we get from Veda. General, as I've told, the tree without the ripen, the mango tree without the mango, right? Whose only purpose is to produce the mango. He said, but our Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, what they are giving, they are the rishis of the day, and what they are giving surpasses what was given in Veda by those Vedic rishis. It's superior. That was Guru Maharaj's way of dealing with him. But I pressed Guru Maharaj once, because usually, you know, these stories would end with, and that man was silenced, you know. But I said, what did he say to that? You know, and Guru Maharaj said, he said, if he is Siddha. And then the realization is that he had lost his faith. When faith is gone, the man is gone. Right. So, Srila Saraswati Thakur, when others tried to, to seduce him into this sort of culture, he was visiting a childhood friend in Vrindavan, like a courtesy visit. And there's a Bhagavatam recitation going on, the Panchadhyay, those five chapters they're coming to of the Rasa Leela. And when it gets to that part is coming, Saraswati Thakur said, oh, I must leave now. And the man said, oh, no, the best part is coming. You must stay for this. And he didn't argue with him. He just said, oh, my Guru Maharaj has told me that if I will go into the details of that, I will commit offense. He didn't say you are. He said, that'll be too much for me. So I must respectfully withdraw. When another man, one of his disciples, said, I want to study Ujjvala Nilamani with you and these confidential books of Rupa Goswami. And Saraswati Thakur declined. And then the man left. And he's a Sanskritian, etc. And after he left, Srila Saraswati Thakur said, that gentleman, he said, In his real life, he is a lady. And due to connection with Krishna, she became pregnant. Which shows, and when Guru Maharaj, before telling this story, Guru Maharaj said, how you will take it, I don't know. So when I see the looks on your faces, I see what he was talking about. But it shows that, for one thing, it's that Saraswati Thakur's unbelievable sense of humor. So what does he mean in this symbol? He's saying, in his real life, he means in his swaroop, his siddha swaroop. He's thinking, he's a manjari, a saki. So he says, in his real life, he's a lady. But because he's, it's a fantasy, a fiction, and he's carrying his mundane conception into that realm. He's saying, and due to Krishna's connection, because he takes it to be some type of mundane eroticism, she became pregnant. That would be the outcome of mundane eros. This unwavering you. And that's why you can't get around him. Once someone was saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's way of presentation seems so, you know, and at times simple and more accessible, and then Saraswati Thakur so dense and demanding of your attention and concentration and adherence. And Guru Maharaj's giving that some credence, he said, yes, and therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur is more easily misunderstood as people who read the Jiva Dharma and vanish. And Guru Maharaj said, I've also read Jiva Dharma. He said, and I didn't fail to notice the cautions that he's given there. But he said, with our Guru Maharaj, he said, yes, what you're saying is true. It is impenetrable. You cannot... It is so, how do you say, precise and clear that deviation is not possible. Your only option is to dismiss him or to reject him. You can't misinterpret what he's saying. It is so clear. And that said, Guru Maharaj said, and we're talking about back in that jungle in Mayapur, when he got the inspiration to begin Sri Gaudiya Math, the Guru Maharaj, the Saki Charan Babu, was one of the first disciples. He donated the land there and also the land of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Told him of his initial encounter with Saraswati Thakur when he only has like one or two disciples. He's just beginning. And he said, he would be pounding on a table and the blood would rush to his face. And Guru Maharaj said, then we understood like what a pink lotus is. His face would look like a blossoming, blushing pink lotus flower, flushed with intensity. And he said, he's pounding on the table, preaching to them about Mahaprabhu. And Sakya Dharan said, we cannot understand what he is saying. He said, but what we could understand is that he's trying to force some sort of nectarine substance down our throats. That level of intensity. So much so that like Guru Maharaj and Ananta Vasudev, perhaps another, after Saraswati Thakur would give a talk, his disciples would gather around and Guru Maharaj and Antavasa, they would explain what he just said. And these are men, you know, Bengali by birth, Sanskritians. They would then have to break it down for them, what they just witnessed or heard. That level of intensity. And the many books that he produced for all the Bhagavatams that come from Sri Gaudiya Math, when he would tour the printing works and see that some proofreading is going on, just looking at a proof of Chaitanya Bhagavat, his disciples, they saw like all these waves of ecstatic symptoms playing on his divine form. He would practically faint just like glancing at the manuscript. But what did he do? He would suppress to not mislead others. Guru Maharaj said, if some ecstatic. Well, as we should preface, I'm saying, yato bhaktir adhoksajay, sabai pungsang paro dharmo, yato bhaktir adhoksajay, ahoy tukhiya pratyata, yayatma, supersedati. Gurmukhi said, really, what this means is, it is causeless and irresistible. Right? So the first line of defense of the pure devotees, if something feels, some emotion coming, they're resisting that. Not trying to augment it or display it, right, to deceive themselves and the foolish public. Right? Rather, they're trying to suppress such things, feeling themselves unfit, unqualified. But if it is, as stated, irresistible, then there may be instances where it cannot be resisted. And it may be a divine manifestation. So he's saying, Srila Saraswati Thakur, suppressing such things, meticulously removing a tear should it come to his eye. He said, but behind closed doors with his intimate servitors, he said, sometimes he would be seen to be wailing, crying uncontrollably, reciting this verse from the Vilapakus Manjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Ashavare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalo mayati gamita kila sampratam hi tvam chet kripam mayi vidasa zinaiva kimme prane brajena chabororu bakarinapi. While others trying to deceive themselves and the public, they will hunt for some erotic portion that is beyond the adhikar. It is as condemned by him in Prakriti Rasa, you know, rasa shiksha, to a rupanuga guru never gives rasa shiksha to those who do not have the adhikar to receive it. What does he select from the same word? A verse. And what brings him the tears? A verse about service aspiration. Right? Not some other type of service aspiration. That brings him to tears. Right? And what is it? Ashabare amrita singh. My whole, it's Das Goswami, as Guru said, the best student in the Rupanuga line, the Prayojan Tattva Charja says, ultimately, our attention is with Krishna, with Radharani. Shifting from Krishna to Radharani, Kintu Prabhuya, Prabhu Priya. He says, the purpose of my life, what's been maintaining my existence, is an aspiration to get the service of your holy lotus feet. If that is withdrawn, what is the value of my life? And what is more valuable than my life? Vrindavan, it is of no use to me without you. And although it is a shameless thing to say, Krishna, without you is a dreadful thing. Right? The sweet absolute, Shamasun, that beautiful, not like that. When he's like that next to you, without you, Bakari Napi, Bakari, the killer of Putana, Bakka, and Bakka, and Bakas, and all that. Right? Not that sweet, beautiful Krishna who's only fully revealed when he's at your side. And that aspiration has given meaning and purpose to my life. And if that is removed, then everything is lost. Right? That verse would bring him to tears. And that Saraswati Thakur, such when he, in his final days, he would, Jajavar Maharaj, would sing songs for him from when they were in Puri and then later to Calcutta. And when he would sing the song of Ami Swananda Sukhada Kunj, about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Siddha's songs, when you get to the line where it's saying that I don't like to see Chandravali and her girlfriends, particularly Sai Bia, and saying, when I think they're trying to take Krishna away from Radharani. He said, when the line would come where he said, I don't want to look at their faces of those who want to take Krishna away from Radharani. Guru Maharaj said, when that line would come to the song, his body was jerking as though he'd been receiving an electrical shock to his heart. It was intolerable to him. Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Doita Das. So exclusive that when on that Brajamandal Parikrama, one of his senior sannyas disciples, they're talking about in the Rasa Leela, when, as it says, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari, Krishna leaves all the other gopis, the billions, trillions of gopis, and goes in search of Radharani when she leaves the Rasa Leela in a huff after Gandharvika singing and dancing supremely. Krishna goes searching for her because the whole quality of the experience has diminished due to the absence of one. If you have a trillion and you take away one, who would notice? So that's a spiritual math to say, you take away one and the whole experience has gone down, then it's to say, she's more than a trillion. Right? Of the super exalted servitor. She's more than that. And captures Krishna and she's so happy. Krishna left them all for me. If you want to go, I'm so tired from singing and dancing, I have to carry me. Krishna's carrying her. Sets her down, she's closed, there's no one more fortunate than me, opens her eyes, and Krishna has vanished. And Saraswati Thakur becomes enraged. Why have you told this? There's no devotion to be found there. It's in the book. Everyone becomes silent, cannot talk, change the subject. You've disturbed Prabhupada. You've disturbed his sentiments. Why? Because you've presented that something that seems to diminish the prestige of Srimati Radharani, that he cannot ever hear anything like that. When a man sang the glories of Lakshmi Devi in front of him, he was so excited. He wanted to say something about the beauty of Radharani, but it can't be expressed in this world. And the man kept going on in Saraswati Thakur. His heart was conflicted, right? And it became so intense, he fell out of his chair on the floor, unconscious, but didn't say a word. Right? That sort of fidelity. So, but Guru Maharaj's ever the perfect assistant, servitor of Srila Saraswati Thakur, he knows our default. We know the default. We know Radharani is always in the premier position. Must be. That is the starting point. So then Guru Maharaj's searching. And he finds, why is this taken place? That Krishna, he is so astonished by her and her inconceivable devotional heart and Krishna prema, that he, as it says, Rupa Goswami, aparam kasyapi pranayi janabindashu kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. It's what he's thinking. I'm Rasaraj. At least that's what they say. He knows that too. He's ecstasy personified. Right? He's saying, but when I'm with my beloved and we're under, it appears to me that she's experiencing something that is not only greater than what I'm experiencing, but is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. But as Krishna, the Purusha, I cannot understand. I can only theoretically understand it. I can't taste it because everything's being given to me, right? We give the bhog to Krishna. Krishna doesn't eat prasadam. He takes the bhog and generates prasadam. But so that means only Krishna cannot relish prasadam? How wonderful it is. Not as Krishna. Then he's thinking that if I were to go beyond theoretical understanding and experience the love that she has and taste what she's tasting and experience the ecstasy, I would have to adopt her position. And we thought, and when did he come to this conclusion? At that time, he hid himself from her and was watching her from the kunja, and he's seeing what he saw when they're together, but what she exhibited in separation was millions of times greater than that. And that's when he decided to become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to experience the depths of Radha Bhav, which achieve its greatest depth in Viraha, in Krishna Viraha, in separation. So even in this instance, Srila Guru has demonstrated the position of Radharani is still supreme. She's converted Krishna into a devotee. So how happy Srila Saraswati Thakur is to hear such things. And so he called Srila Guru Maharaj to his side. Yajavara Maharaj is singing those songs every day for him. But 24 hours before his departure from the world, called Srila Guru Maharaj to his side and asked him to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Right? And we know another, Guru Maharaj is hesitating, shy in the background like Rupa Goswami. Another devotee who is a known kirtaniya began singing. Sing very nicely at the request of Tirtha Maharaj, and Saraswati Thakur stopped and said, I am not interested in hearing a sweet tune. I want to hear only from his lips, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, sing again with heart, particular level of heart. And Guru Maharaj sang those words. And the Godbrother said, at that time he was given entrance into the group of Sri Rupa. So, Srila Saraswati Thakur, that voice, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj said to Guru Maharaj once, he said, don't you remember when Prabhupada told me to preach Krishna consciousness in the English language? And Guru Maharaj said, he was saying this all the time, and to so many, I couldn't remember that specific instance. To what degree? He said that one man who was a farmer, you know, he plowed with oxen. He was seen studying English, like learn English yourself, you know, studying English. And they go, Prabhu, why are you studying English? And he said, oh, Prabhupada says we're all going to have to go to America and preach. He said, maybe someday I'll be plowing fields in America. So then you understand to what degree he's infusing the spirit of extending Krishna consciousness to the world. But, as Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he decided to offer his life to this order, to wholly empty himself of anything other than the order of his guru, right? Which we take to be Radharani's extension. And how does he do this? By seducing Krishna into assisting him by saying that if you help me do this, then Radharani will be pleased with you and you'll get her association. So he's now enlisted Krishna in the service of the order of Saraswati Thakur, as predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, back to originally Mahaprabhu. And just think, the power of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj would always say, you know, I'm an insignificant, you know, servitor of my Guru Maharaj, that the power comes in following his order, right? Gaura Shakti, right? Gauravagvigraham Bande, Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam, Gaura Sankirtanomatam, Gaura Korunya Sundaram. So this whole beautiful Krishna consciousness movement, which is really extending the Radharani's consciousness of Krishna. She is Krishna consciousness. And happily, as Mahaprabhu, Krishna Jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamori doritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatate. Krishna wants the world to know how great is his supreme servitor. And that was the happiness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and which is at the heart of the Krishna consciousness movement up to and including this time. And it was his divine voice playing in the hearts of his disciples that continues to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to just conclude?
Maharaj, you asked me to say something, so I shall say a few words. Yeah. Praying at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, and our Sri Rupanuga Guru Vaga. And first of all, we can say what we just heard, like first hand here, is a very definitive description and glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we are used to being in front of the altar and doing our worship of the altar, but we really feel that Guru Maharaj and Gurudev and Srila Saraswati Thakur are so pleased to themselves witness and hear such Harikatha. So if you'd like some substantial advice from me, is try to replay in our remembrance and in our heart these many aspects of Srila Saraswati Thakur's life that we've just been blessed to be hearing. So this has been a very wonderful morning, and really feeling Guru Maharaj and Gurudev's presence, and like happily hearing this Harikatha taking place. And Maharaj, one thing I could just share, that I perhaps didn't hear this myself, but I've heard it from the recording of a very animated Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, talking in a very animated way, describing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and how essentially, single-handedly, he took that charge and responsibility by the order and by the wish of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But single-handedly, he came to set right the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu, the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. Again, something which we can very easily say the word, or we quickly say Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. But what is Mahaprabhu's actual current of teaching, not only, as Maharaj is saying, about Gyan, but the actual current of what Mahaprabhu is giving, what Rupa Goswami is giving, the substance. So Guru Maharaj explaining that practically single-handedly he is doing this, and gradually by his eternal associates gathered together, and one by one, first one, two, three, four, and then gradually several had come to also speak the message of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So at first one mouth, if you say, one presenter of this teaching, and then as if Saraswati Thakur has increased his number of mouths, then the distribution of the message, the pure message of Krishna consciousness given by Mahaprabhu, given by Rupa Goswami, was presented. And then Guru Maharaj was talking in English, and he's talking to a gathering in Nabadeep, and he's saying, and now hundreds have come and to present the teachings of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he's talking to the Western devotees. He's talking to those who have brought Saraswati Thakur's message to the West. And of course, Guru Maharaj will be fully saying Saraswati Thakur's message to the West, but bringing Srila Guru Maharaj's message to the West, which is Saraswati Thakur's message. And Guru Maharaj, like very happy himself to see, now we are so joyful to see that with hundreds, and maybe he said thousands, I don't know, but certainly hundreds of mouths, the message with the coming from one source is now being presented all over the world. So this was something very animated and joyful to Guru Maharaj. And we can understand his joy today that here and around the world, then devotees are going to be especially focusing on Srila Saraswati Thakur and his presentation, his message. So the worldwide wave has come from one mouth to many sincere souls who are faithfully, according to their capacity, presenting what Srila Saraswati Thakur has given. This is one thought that came to me, Marsh, while you are speaking. And there was another time when I was there with Guru Maharaj, and we were on the front, means the veranda facing the Ganges, and as so often, Guru Maharaj is sitting on his wooden bed outside with the mattress, and he's there, and he was discussing about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how he would be challenged by different people. He'd face challenges, and he's describing how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur faced challenges, some of which we've heard some indication from today, from Srila Goswami Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, he discussed maybe one or two of these, and perhaps Marsh can elaborate. You may have been there, Marsh. I'm too fallen to say who else was there, but we were there. And then Guru Maharaj very sweetly and very humbly, he put his head down as he had some kind of very humble manner to do. And he said, and if we may be so bold as to say that this conception of Mahaprabhu given by Srila Saraswati Thakur, that this has never been defeated anywhere at any time.
Hare Krishna.
But in Guru Maharaj's absolute humility, but stating the fact that from nobody could defeat Srila Saraswati Thakur, that doesn't mean that it's a gyan matter again. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he knows everything. He knows everything. Everything is in his heart. Anybody will come to try to say the sky is green, not blue, and try to debate this way. Oh, we can say, we can debate with somebody if we are in a city where they don't see the color of the sky. We can assert in our very clear way the sky is blue and not green, even if somebody comes to try to juggle some meaning of words. But this way, Srila Guru Maharaj, representing Srila Saraswati Thakur and saying about the various challenges coming to him and to Srila Saraswati Thakur, saying in this very sweet way. So we need to keep all these things in our mind of how fortunate we are to have come to this line where we are in a safe shelter of our Guru Vaga, and we are not going to get anything by going anywhere else. And if we look anywhere else, always the measuring stick will be, is that what Guru Maharaj would have said? Is that what Gurudev would have presented to us? So there's no need to waste our energy to go into any dangerous land, to go through the real forest, the heavy forest of the world. You need a guide. Otherwise, the crocodiles and the tigers and the lions and all that, then the scorpions and the which snake is poisonous. Yesterday we saw a snake. Don't tell those who are afraid of snakes. But and which snake is poisonous, what you can eat, what you can't eat, what is good for us, what is bad for us. All these things, we need a guide. And we don't only have a guide, we have this very solid, extremely, even throughout like history, this is a time where we've got the best, most solid opportunity to take the correct course in Krishna consciousness. What are our practices? How should we deal with the devotees, with the senior devotees? All of these things. And so let us make the most of our life under the shelter of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And I have to say, I'm very mundane, Maharaj, everything else. And you were saying about how grave is the picture of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Yeah. But just caught me by surprise. I saw a smile from Srila Saraswati Thakur here, Maharaj, while you were talking. And I just have to say, I can share that with others. I just caught a glimpse. Oh, like a very beautiful smile. So this is my mundanity. But still, we can share our mundane good feelings with others, we can say. And if you wish, I can read for you, because I'm not a very good person at memorizing lots of things, especially in a short space of time. But Srila Govinda Maharaj, in the year 2004, just spontaneously, he came out with his pen and paper, and he had a nice fountain pen, which he would use. And he wrote, while his prasadam was about to come, he's waiting for his prasadam, and while his prasadam is about to come, he composed a short sloka to Srila Saraswati Thakur on this day in 2004. So, with the help of another two pairs of eyes, then it's very short, but very sweet perhaps, as we sometimes do. I'll read the translation first, and then when we are hearing the sloka, perhaps some of that we can relate to. So Srila Govinda Maharaj composed this sloka. Birth after birth, I wish to become the dust of the supremely merciful lotus feet of Jagat Guru Bhagavan Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's it. That's it. I mean, also we could say, what more do we need?
Yes.
But there we are. And the verse is, Bhagavan Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Jagat Guruho Atyudara Param Bhoja Dhuli Shyam Janma Janmani.
Hare Krishna.
So I thought I'd, our own, if we can be so possessive, but special sloka from the pen of Srila Govinda Maharaj on this day composed in prayerful mood to Srila Saraswati Thakur.
Hare Krishna.
So we are Srila Saraswati Thakur's family, we are his descendants. Let him be proud of us. You are his family, you are his descendants. Let him be proud of you. Do your best. Follow the guidance. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Hare Krishna.
This is my conclusion, small words, as requested by Goswami Maharaj, so I cannot not say something.
Jai
Sulabhati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Tiruva
Mahamahutsavati
Ki
Jai.
Jai Vishnubhad Sulabhati Sandra Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotavati Ki
Jai.
Go Premanande
Hari
Yasumati Nandana Vrajabhara Gopura Ranjana
Thank you. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhraja Acharya Sattarasana Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vrakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharika Giri Thari Diyu Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Thakur Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki
Jai.
Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai.
Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai.
Navadeep Dham Ki
Jai.
Mayapur Dham Ki
Jai.
Sri Gopi Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Sri Gaudiya Math Ki
Jai.
Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math Ki
Jai.
Sri Gopi Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Om Vishnupad Vishvavaranya Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Vidyut Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Seva Vrinda Ki
Jai.
Om Veda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nithai Go Premanande.